We got to apologize to the Attorney General. We had him on the phone and told him to call back, and we should have got him on right away. My apologies, Mr. Schutte. How are you?
Hey, Tony, happens every day. No big deal. Don't worry about it.
What were your thoughts when you heard the Supreme Court's ruling?
Well, you know, I was deeply disappointed by the decision of the United States Supreme Court yesterday, and equally concerned about the fraying of the Constitution, and concerns about constitutional rights of all Americans. And what happened yesterday is that the Supreme Court ratified not just the single largest tax increase in American history, but it expanded the taxing powers of the federal government to such an extent that there are really no limits. There are no boundaries to what the federal government might choose to do, given yesterday's ruling. And that's the real danger of it. Do you want to have a big brother, big government approach in this country, or do you want to have the Constitution that our framers would be, you know, be like a Diana Ross song, up, inside out, upside down, over what happened yesterday?
What's this mean for the lawsuit that Michigan was involved with?
Well, you know, here's the issue now, and we need to understand that we need to have real health care reform in this country. We need to make sure that we raise the age of coverage, for example, Tony, from 21 to 26. We need to have portability of health insurance, meaning you can go across state lines and from employer to employer and keep that coverage with you. We need to cover pre-existing medical conditions. I'm just mentioning three things that I support that needs to occur in terms of health care. But we ought to do that in such a way, Tony, that it's not having the federal government be the ultimate decision maker and bureaucrats choosing physicians instead of families making choices in how they want to address their coverage. And so the real issue is we see this unfortunate huge expansion of the federal government. And the four dissenting justices, Tony, warned about the personal liberties being imperiled. And I think that's the real concern. And there'll be a referendum. And what this does is raise the stakes in November, Tony, and that we'll have a referendum on this decision on November 6th.
You have about 30 seconds to comment as the campaign chairman for Mitt Romney for the state of Michigan.
Well, you know, I think what happens now, Tony, is there'll be a firestorm across the countryside and across Michigan and America about this huge tax increase that Obamacare carries, a crushing blow to the Constitution, and people who fear a big government Europeanization of the health care of this country and policies. And, you know, Spain has 25% unemployment. Greece is crushing in debt. And I don't think the European economic model or health care model is what we need for America. That's the choice in November. And I think that's why Mitt Romney is going to be the next president. He said he'd repeal Obamacare on day one. So that, to me, that's the real choice.
Thanks, Mr. Schutte.
Thanks. Be good, Tony.